Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, A Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Oregon, and her preaching is entitled The Tattle Phone.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him?" "As many as 7 times." Jesus answered, "I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he should pay back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then, in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives his brother from his heart." When Jesus finished these words, he left Galilee and went to the district of Judea across the Jordan. The Gospel of the Lord. Some preschool teachers recently grew tired of hearing the daily litany of little kid injustices from their students. So they built a pretend phone, attached it to a wall, named it the Tattle Phone, and told the children to do their tattling there. One classroom parent, a radio producer, was so intrigued by the idea that he got permission from all the other parents to install a non-working 80s-era actual telephone so they could record the Tattle Phone's messages. When a child picked up the receiver, a voice said something like, "You've reached the Tattle Phone. After the beep, tell me what happened." Well, the preschoolers knew exactly what to do. They picked up the Tattle Phone and reported all the injustices of preschool life: not sharing, whispering while we're supposed to be napping, hitting, making rude body noises, and not saying "excuse me." Every not fair thing whatsoever. Preschoolers live by rules, it turns out. And research shows that children even younger than 2 years old know when something's not fair. Later, the kids told the radio producer that it felt good to tell on someone. But eventually, the Tattle Phone grew less and less popular. Why? The producer asked his son about that, and the little boy said, "It doesn't work. I told on my brother for pinching me. It doesn't do anything." And the producer said, "But it does. It listened to your story." And the son said, "It doesn't. It didn't stop him." Because even a little kid knows what's fair, and even a little kid wants more than a listening ear. Even a little kid wants justice. Well, I want justice too, and that's why I really dislike this parable of the unforgiving servant. I can't decide whether the first servant is to be held up as a horrible example or to be pitied. I can't decide whether the master is supposed to represent God or not, and if so, whether that means that God's forgiveness is conditional. And I can't decide whether the fellow servants are forces for justice or basically just as bad as the first servant. After all, it doesn't seem that they came to talk with him one-on-one and then with a few others, as Jesus told us to do only a few verses ago, which makes the fellow servants seem like, you know, tattletales. Wow, a parable in which almost everyone is bad. I'm even bad because I have a little smug place that says, well, Mr. Unforgiving First Servant sure got what he deserved. Though many scripture scholars think that Jesus' original parable ends right before Mr. First Servant goes off to eternal torment, there's still a righteous vibe to the lectionary ending that warms my own little tattletale heart. Actually, the most interesting person in the story might be the second servant. He doesn't report the first servant, and his wife and kids and property aren't mentioned, so maybe the second servant goes quietly so that his family won't suffer his fate. And we never hear whether he's actually released, and that might be the most important detail because maybe that's where we come in. We're not preschoolers on a tattle phone. We're recipients of mercy working for justice. Or we should be. God's forgiveness and mercy and justice are for God's reign, and they're for everyone. Everywhere, people are imprisoned by war, poverty, crime, violence, illness, environmental degradation, racism, by that complex, unfathomable mix of personal and communal sin. If the fellow servants in the parable, in addition to going to the king, have secured the second servant's freedom, then even the first servant isn't beyond hope. Then God's justice and mercy have been served. And the same is true for us, fellow servants.